ULEZ is a scam.
Is a scam.
I won't be able to drive it in.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but I'll have to pay £12.50.
Don't be such a tight arse then.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever... I've got to think about this. Auto Alex podcast.
Well done.
I don't want to trip myself up, do I? Say the wrong name or anything. You join me, Taylor Hetherington of Shitcast, and Rory Mackay of Birmingham.
Of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Birmingham.
We're going to sit down and we're going to have a chat. We've got some topics that we want to get through. But before we do any of that, hello and welcome everyone watching and listening. You're mainly listening, right?
This will only be listening. Yeah.
We're kind of trying to feel our way through this whole podcast thing because it's very dangerous territory.
Is this one not going on the telly then?
Well, the intro won't. Because the stuff that you guys will see on V2, on Auto Alex V2, the YouTube channel, will be kind of supercuts of stuff that is in this podcast.
Yes, correct.
Because people on YouTube, they're very, very lazy.
They don't want to watch... Well, some people do, and I know there will be some people going, but I want to watch the full 45 minutes.
But you can't. You can't.
But you can't. It's just so much effort to try and do it all.
It's too much effort. We're just too lazy. We've got too much shit to fix.
We have got a lot of shit to fix.
Yeah. Anyway, before we go on to these topics, and there will be about four topics, they're very, very interesting, so you want to stick around. Taylor, what have you been up to recently? What is the date? The date is the something of August. It's like the 8th or the 9th. It's the 8th of August. Yeah. So I don't know when everyone's going to be listening to this. But today is the 8th of August. Taylor, what have you been up to recently?
Well, we've been away from each other for a few weeks now, haven't we?
It's been bliss.
And I've moved out of my unit.
You have, haven't you?
I have moved out of my unit, yeah.
Did you get thrown out for gross misconduct?
No, I've got a new unit and the lease came to its end on my old unit.
Did they want to renew the lease?
I asked for an extra month and they said no.
Why is that?
Because they said that I could only do 12 months at a time.
Okay. And it's nothing to do with a mobility scooter going through a
field. I did get in trouble for that, but we'll gloss over that. I did get slightly in trouble for driving a mobility scooter through a field, and apparently I damaged the crops. And
I was there. I also got in trouble. We both got written warnings for that.
Yeah, because apparently we were tearing through the village and causing havoc to the local community, which we've never done any of, really. So I don't know how we got the blame for that.
Now, obviously, you've moved out. You can now say that it was you and you were the one tearing through the village.
Yeah, I did drive through the field in a mobility scooter.
It was also Taylor that stole both of the trailers that went missing.
No, it wasn't.
That was all set up.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of the Nürburgring trip was staged.
Oh,
well.
It's all set up.
Yeah. But anyway, so I've moved out of my unit. And at the beginning of the month, I was supposed to move into my new unit. But because the weather's been so rubbish, the building work has been delayed. So I'm currently without a unit.
Oh.
So I'm homeless.
Oh, no.
So are you just like on holiday for the next...
No,
weeks.
I have been actually still really busy. I'm still buying and selling cars. Just
so you're still buying cheap, selling high, and just screwing people over?
Oh, yeah, that'll never stop.
It's a tailor-made way, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
The trade never stops.
The trade never stops. And if it ain't right, do it at night. But yeah, so I'm currently without a unit. I am still doing a lot of stuff, but anything that I buy that needs mechanical work, I have to sub out and get someone else to do. And then, if it needs any body work, not that I do body work anyway, because we've already experienced that.
Yeah, we need to stay away from that. Yeah.
It just goes to the body shop. And Barney does all of my valeting, because I have nowhere to use my jet wash.
From Saunders Detailing.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice. Rory, what have you been up to? You've had a holiday. You've done nothing.
Rory, I've seen it on your story. You've done the square root of nothing.
I'll have you know, I was actually betraying the channel.
You did cheat on Auto Alex.
I did cheat on Auto Alex.
Oh, I saw this.
With a much smaller channel.
It was a very small video as well.
Wacow.
Yeah, Wacow.
With
Watt Matson.
Yeah, that's it, Watt Matson.
They needed some help for a big shoot that they were doing.
It was big. It's live. It's gone out.
Yeah, there was actually about 100 people at
what?
That shoot. Yeah, it was mental.
Were you the fluffer?
I was the guy that sort of ran and got coffees for people.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what you do here as well.
But there was a cool part of that shoot where... the Rimac, I think it was head of vehicle testing.
Are you allowed to mention any of this?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not under that. But yeah, he recognised me and recognised the Z4.
What, a guy from Rimac?
A guy from Rimac. That's cool, not only isn't just it? A wow. guy as well. He's like a very senior guy. And then he was like going, oh, you have to have a go in the car. So then he let me have a sit in the car and then launched it. And I was like,
oh, you actually had to launch it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? He launched it and it was amazing.
But weren't you there to do a job?
I was meant to be filming, yes. But he wanted me to have a go. Oh, so you can't say no. It'd be rude not to.
And how did Watt Matson feel about you going out in the Rimac?
Well, the shoot had ended, so...
Oh, okay. What if it's ended then?
Yeah, it was, the shoot was over. It was all done. And then also, because I found out he actually his family lives not too far from me, I gave him a lift all the way back.
What?
Home. Yeah.
What, in the Z4?
Yeah.
Bloody wow. hell.
Yeah, I think he regretted it after the drone for about 3 hours. So.
Yeah. Well, your drone, because you're not very good on drone. Is that what you mean, the footage?
Yes. No. I'm you talking about the fact that we have ruined that
yes,
Z4.
Yes,
yeah.
Wait, no, you've ruined it.
It's done what it needed to do.
Yeah, but now I don't have a daily anymore.
No, you have the E46.
Oh, wait, no. No, that's also broken.
You have a Big Pete?
No, that's also broken.
Oh.
Well, it's funny, actually, that you should mention the variety of broken cars, because also, while I was away, I bought a spare car for all of us to use.
What? I don't actually know about this.
Yeah, so I bought an E39 525D M57 auto touring.
Oh.
For £500.
Really?
Yep. And all I need to do is get the wheel alignment done on it and put two tyres on it, and then all of us can use it whenever we want.
I can't use it because from the 29th of August, which is a few weeks, ULEZ expansion, which is a massive scam. ULEZ is a scam. ULEZ is a scam.
is a scam.
I won't be able to drive it in.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but I'll have to pay £12.50.
Don't be such a tight arse then.
Why have I been stressing so much about not having the car? Then,
well, it's not done yet, and it still needs to get the tracking done.
But I could do all of that.
So what's the plan with this car? Is it a pool car?
It's, yeah.
No, so, but if someone says to you, I'll give you a grand, then you'll sell it.
No. What's the point? Is it grand?
You aren't
going to I won't, honestly. I actually bought it because it's got a detachable tow bar, and I wanted to put the detachable tow bar on my 540i.
Oh, yeah, because that's finished now.
Yeah, the 540i is finished.
Right, speaking of your 540i, very special car. Mm-hmm. It's a car you've had for many years.
Yes.
And it's a car that you've been working on for a long time. It's just come out of the body shop.
Yep.
And it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Except for four things.
Ooh.
Rory?
We don't like the wheels.
The wheels are shit.
The wheels are temporary.
They're just, okay, good.
They're the wheels off the 6 series.
I know, because they look rubbish.
Yeah, I know. They're the wheels off the 6 series.
Yeah, insert picture. Yeah. As you know, they're listening to this on a... What are they? What wheels are they?
What, the BBS RC090s that are on it at the moment?
Oh, yeah. The BBS RC090s.
So they're the wheels off the 6 Series.
Yeah, they look good on the 6 Series.
Which are originally E39 wheels.
But they look shit.
Yeah, but they look better on the 6 Series. But I've got the original wheels from the E39, which are with Joe Ansell Alloys at the moment, being refurbished. And Tyre Streets UK, who sponsor this podcast, have supplied me a set of 651 sports.
Oh, for crying out loud. Speaking of which, you've already alluded to it, this podcast is actually sponsored by Tyre Streets UK. And if you want to get 10% off your tyres, any of their range, then just use the code AUTOALEX. I actually got some new tyres from Tyre Streets UK put on the E30. You've got the same on your E30. Yep. Every single car will be fitted with tyres from Tyre Streets UK. So 10% off using the code AUTOALEX. Happy days.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Nice.
So, yeah, they gave me a set of 651 sports, which I really like. They're actually really good tyres.
Yeah. Because they're not the ones that you had at the Nürburgring. They are the step below.
Yeah,
they
more look road biased. The same, but yeah, yeah, they've got a different
They
compound.
Actually survive in wet conditions.
Yes.
That's good. That's useful.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's raining so much at the moment.
It's raining a lot. And I'm finding water. That driving a Z4 with semi-slicks is not been fun.
Yeah. Do you know what I've been enjoying?
Bali?
No.
Okay.
But I was going to get to Bali. I've been enjoying driving because I've spent 2 weeks not driving.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because I've been in...
Honeymoon. Oh, no, sorry. Killing the Channel.
Killing the Channel?
Yeah.
We had the whole Nürburgring series go out, which did the opposite of Kill the Channel.
Which...
It's been very good.
It's been very... I think so far, everyone seems to be liking it.
Yeah, and everyone is talking about that. Like, everyone I bump into, even the guys who were changing the tyres today.
Yeah.
The manager there, he's like, I don't know, he's about 100. He's not, I'm joking.
Don't be so
wrong. No. But he's like a middle-aged man. Actually, no shit, I'm a middle-aged man.
You're very
Rianne,
old.
Rianne, my wife, called me middle-aged the other day, and I was like, no, I'm not middle-aged. And I was like, I am actually in the middle of
Hang
my age.
Hang on a minute.
So I am technically middle-aged.
That's what all of this is.
What?
This is all a midlife crisis. All of it.
Oh, for crying
out
loud.
I've just realised it's come to me, Rory.
Oh, my God.
Where was I going with this?
You're old?
I'm old. Honeymoon. I've been on honeymoon.
Yep.
And I've been just on scooters, just renting really shit scooters, wearing really shit helmets, enjoying the sun. And, yeah, just been staying in amazing places. And the one place that we stayed at, they upgraded us to like a honeymoon villa thing with a private pool. It was
That's nice.
It was nice.
Did you ever get one of the helmets, which is literally just like a foam strip over the top of your head? But I had one of those when I was in Vietnam once, and I'm sure that would have protected me in a crash. Yeah.
I think they just looked at you and thought, this guy does not deserve to live. let's try and kill him off. Let's try and kill him off. So I've been doing honeymoon things. I'm back. I'm happy. And still trying to get over jet lag. I've been here like 4 or 5 days. The shits actually weren't from food. It's from actually going to the gym and just, because apparently I've got ADHD, I focus so much on stuff and I just go 100% the whole time. And apparently if you do too much in the gym, then it causes like stomach acid to build up and then it gives you the shit. It gives you leaky gut syndrome.
So you went to the gym and shit yourself?
I did. We're on day 6. Of me just shitting.
And okay.
Yeah. Your farts earlier smelled so bad.
God.
So bad.
I think it's still remnants of rendang.
Yeah. Beef Brenda.
Yeah. Beef Brenda. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my shits. Although talking about shit is actually quite fun.
It is.
We're here to cover a few topics. And we just had a bit of a brainstorm earlier. We've got a list of things that we want to talk to you guys about. I don't know why I'm really pointing at the camera because you're not. Because this is the listening thing.
Yeah,
isn't
it? This is the listening.
Anyway, we just want to have some topics to talk about. So maybe once you've listened to this, maybe it will inspire you guys to write into us on Instagram or so, and just come up with some topics that you would like to hear us talk about in the future. But yeah, this is very much V1 of the Auto Alex podcast. So we are just winging it, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, if you do have anything you want to message us about or anything like that, we have an email address, which is podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That is very professional.
When did you do that?
I haven't actually done it yet. Oh, I'm going to create it afterwards.
What if it's not available?
Well, I have the domain. So
What's it again? What's the email?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That's podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Yeah.
That's very professional.
So just send us an email and we'll see if we like your idea. If not, it will go in the bin.
Yeah.
In the bin.
And also, one more thing as well. The people who listen to the podcast, like you guys are properly like hardcore into the stuff that we do. So from me, from Taylor and Rory, thank you very much for all the support. Like we were discussing this earlier, saying that we do this for entertainment and we get to buy shit cars and go on adventures. But I know and we know that for many people who watch the videos, it's more than just entertainment. It's a means of escapism. Some of you might be going through some shit at the moment, and hopefully we can make you laugh and change your mind and renew your interest and love in cars, in travel, in getting back in touch with mates and just going on road trips. So that's what we love to do. And yes, we are very aware that watching videos is more than just watching videos for many people.
No, it's the aim of the game, really, isn't it? The happier we make you, the happier we are.
Indeed, that is very true. Yeah, nicely said. Anyway, onto the topics now. Rory, what we got?
Okay, so we're going to start off with a big topic.
Oh.
I think
here
it's,
we go.
It's
drum
been
roll.
Sort of questioned a bit in the comments throughout the last year and a half.
Why is Rory still with the channel?
That has actually been mentioned in the comments.
Has it?
But this is the first one, which is, why did you start your own YouTube channel?
Oh,
that's a good one. Hot
very
topic.
Interesting. So, question. Why do you think I started? Taylor, why do you think I started a YouTube channel?
I think you started your own YouTube channel because you were with Car Throttle for quite some time. And you probably thought, do you know what? Instead of making someone else money, why don't I go and do my own thing, make myself some money and do something that I can be proud of?
In a nutshell, you're quite right. Yeah. So it was beginning of 2022. And what a lot of people always thought was that I was the owner of Car Throttle because I was, quote unquote, the face of Car Throttle. And everyone always thought that I was probably making loads and loads of money, millionaire, blah, blah, blah. But that is not near the truth. Car Throttle got bought out in, I think, 2019 by Dennis Publishing. So Dennis Publishing owned, it's now changed now to Autovia, but they used to own the likes of Evo, Auto Express, that lot. And then they wanted to have a kind of more edgy channel platform, which was Car Throttle. So we were bought out. And yeah, the premise was, or the idea was, that we would be able to flourish, have loads of budget to do our thing. But as is the way with big businesses, it's difficult. There's a lot of red tape. And so it just proved a little bit frustrating for everyone involved. And then I was at a stage in my life, I was 37. Not married, no kids. I was comfortable enough to give it a go, gamble with, you know, 6 months. And if it didn't work out, then I wouldn't be on the streets and I'd still be able to pay the mortgage. And I also had people backing me, like Mike Brewer. I spoke to him before pulling the trigger and he said, look, I've been telling you for years to do it. And he also said, if you need financial backing, I will back you.
Wow.
And then for Mike to say that to me, you know, he's like the big dog. That gave me kind of enough motivation to think, actually, Mike, yeah, I could do with 100 grand. No. But for him to say that, I kind of knew that if he backs me, then I should start backing myself as well. So I thought, stuff it. Let's give it a go. Handed in my notice. And yeah, it came as a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. Ethan and Jack knew it was coming. But when I really confirmed it to Ethan, especially, it was quite emotional because we spent the last 10, 11 years with each other every single day. And we've had a lot of laughs. But yeah, I just thought at the time I owed it to myself to give it a go and just to see if I could start my own business and be in charge of my own destiny, and to also introduce new people to the world of YouTube, because YouTube is very insular, really. And once you're established, then you're just in there. And as a new YouTuber, it's very, very difficult to come through unless you know people. So, yeah, I thought, you know, I've got a bit of a springboard. Give it a go, see what happens. And it just took off.
And since leaving Car Throttle and doing your own thing, are things as they expected you to be?
No. So I think Rory, you know, you and I were chatting about me starting a new channel for a long time. And then when I said I was doing it, I said, Rory, come join me. Let's do this together. Because I don't have a business brain and you do, because your dad is very, very business minded and that's obviously rubbed off. And you love money.
I do love money.
You love money.
I love spending money more than
anything. Oh, spending money. Let's not get started on a tap.
Aren't these new mics nice though, aren't they? Look at these new headphones, mics. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, sorry, talking about spending money. I'm currently looking at a tap, which is 5 meters away
from me.
Will
you stop going
on? I can't get over it. But I said to Rory, can you ask the plumber how much it would cost to fit a tap? Because the plumber had to come in to fix the toilet because it was leaking for ages. And then the next thing I know, I'm on my way back from Bali. I'm really tired. And he says, oh yeah, it's 150 quid. I was like, what? £150 to fit a tap?
Yes, but what you're forgetting is the man was there. He fitted the tap.
He was
for
already
us.
There, so he didn't need a call out fee.
Yes, but you're forgetting. So the tap on Amazon, the kit and everything, 40 quid. He was saying.
For the tap.
Yeah, and then Alex was like, that should have been 50 quid max. So you're saying the man should have fitted it for £10.
Okay, so what you're saying is because that took him, what, 10 or 15 minutes?
It was 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay, so that means that his hourly rate is £200.
He's a plumber. Do you not? Plumbers charge whatever they want.
I would also just like to add as well, we usually spend more than 150 quid on lunch.
Yeah, but that's lunch. We don't. We actually don't.
No, we don't.
Anyway, circling back to what I think or how I think the channel has gone, is massively exceeded any expectations. I think even people in the industry, you know, YouTube mates and stuff, probably didn't think that it, you know, Autolix would be at, what are we now, 550,000 subs in 15 months or so. But the most overwhelming thing was, I think, in the first 2 weeks.
This really freaked you out, didn't it?
It freaked me out. The first video went out and then it literally just blew up. And I had messages from everywhere, every corner of the globe. And then I can't remember what it is. It is literally all a blur. But I just remember sitting in my living room and speaking to my now wife and saying, genuinely, this is too much. Now there is so much, I feel so much weight of responsibility to give this a proper go and to entertain everyone and to make everyone happy and to not let anyone down. And I was at a point of just thinking, stuff this, it's too much. I just want a hard reset and just go back to Car Throttle.
Yeah, but I don't know, because it was different from my point of view, because I obviously, I think when we spoke about this originally before the channel launched, we were expecting 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year.
Max.
And then we were thinking of this as sort of like a part-time thing,
yep,
that you would be doing, and then I'd help out every so often.
Yeah, because the part-time thing, I was still contracted by Car Throttle as a freelance presenter to do videos with them as and when they wanted me. Also, I had Auto Trader as well.
Yep.
And then then Auto Alex was always going to be a side hustle that, yep, we would hopefully build up to become full time.
And I think within probably that first video and then maybe a week after that, I think we started to realize that this was going to be more than part time.
Yes. Yeah. This is now a business.
Well, it wasn't even a business. I think it was just the whole, people wanted to see what you had to offer.
Yeah.
And I think you wanted to obviously show that, but you were so worked up with how you were going to show that,
yeah,
and how it was going to come across and everything like that, that I think you just started having a little freak out.
Oh, I had a massive panic.
A little freak out.
And it proper shit me up.
Yeah, and Auto Alex nearly didn't happen at that point, which was an interesting moment.
Yeah, but I think within the first week, or no, it was so the first video, 260,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
In the first 2 weeks, I think it was at 300,000 subscribers. And then it's obviously all plateaued and everything, as it does. But it was just insane.
Yeah, it was mental.
Yeah, and I just didn't know what to do with myself.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I started my YouTube channel, because I wanted to freak myself out and, just have a factory reset. Not really.
But it wasn't just that, though, was it? Like, so for people who don't know, I was actually working at Car Throttle at the same time Alex was, for quite a few years. Not as many years as Ethan and Jack. But I was on a different branch as well of Car Throttle, which we did like Formula 1.
It was the T-boy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was the T-boy. Yeah. I was the guy that went underneath the tables and...
did the gluck.
I missed that.
I think the thing is as well, with having your own channel, you just get that extra freedom. You don't have to ask people for permission to go, can we go get this car? Because the thing with YouTube, you have to be so reactive with everything you do. You can't go, oh, can we do this? And then by the time you've done next week and got the permission to, or got the money, or blah, 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 that thing's already gone. That idea's gone, the car's gone, the thing's gone, or whatever. You need to be able to do things like there and then.
Yeah.
So I think, especially when Car Throttle got sold to that bigger corporation, that it then everything had to take a few more people to go through.
Yeah. And getting the budget was becoming more and more difficult.
Yeah.
And then this way, I just literally just started just taking money out of my own account.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the stuff that we did with Michael, buying him the van, going to IKEA and everything, that was literally all just from my own account. And I was like, shit, I don't actually have the money to pay for this stuff.
No. Yeah, because you didn't even set up like a business.
No, there was nothing. There was literally nothing. Yeah. It was literally all just like personal money. And then I was just thinking, shit, I hope these videos can pay for some of this stuff at some point. And then it quite quickly just became apparent that, yes, YouTube would become full-time. Not only for me, but I know you're not full-time staff, but this is your full-time gig.
Yeah.
We just keep on growing and just get enough money to go on adventures, to buy cars and just see where it goes, really.
And make great entertainment.
We do make great entertainment, especially when we stage your engine blowing up.
Right.
God, that was a masterpiece.
The
amount of things we had to organise engine shipped out beforehand.
That was even almost as good as setting up Jack B being pushed down the A40
by
the Royal Mail lorry, and then Ellie Goulding there as well.
She had to pay off so many people.
Oh, she was 100 grand. But long and short of why I started my own channel was because I was frustrated, and it was a kind of now or never moment in my life. It was a switch where I was like, if I don't do this now, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Fair play.
So yeah, you got to chase your dreams. Basically, chase your dreams. If you have a dream, just don't stop until. Yeah.
And as I know, it is a big step quitting your job and going out and doing your own thing.
Yeah. But because you know, because you used to work for the AA.
Yeah.
And then you were frustrated and then you started your own thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But we'll get onto that in more detail another time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because as the court case finished, about you getting fired for gross misconduct from AA?
It was last week.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, this is actually... Oh, your tag's going off.
Right, very funny. Very funny.
So, there's that story. Let's move on.
All right, so, Taylor, the next topic is for you.
Oh,
the pressures are rising.
There we go. What's it like working with such a stud?
Stop it, Alex. You don't need to talk to me like that. You know, I know I'm a bit of a stud. But...
A bit? You've put on so much.
I would class you more as a bear.
Oh, you're a bear. Am I an otter?
No. Old.
Yeah, but otters are old.
Old. Oh, just okay. Old.
Just old. All right, that's nice.
But Taylor, the first topic for you is the best car deal you've ever had.
Ooh. I don't know if we want to hear this.
That's quite nice, that is. I've had quite a few good ones, actually.
You don't say.
Yeah, especially in the last year or so.
Well, in the last few weeks as well.
Yeah. Well, we can't go into it. It's a bit too early for that. But anyway.
Is it because the accountant doesn't know about it yet?
No. It's just because the owners don't know how much I paid for the car. off of me. But no.
We'll give it a bit more breathing space until we let them know.
Right. But yeah, in the best car deal I've ever had probably is the Range Rover Classic that I bought. And it was a bit of a random one. Very, very unexpected. I was at the unit quite late one night with a friend of mine. And I was quite tired and I hadn't had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to leave a car there. So he offered to give me a lift home.
Who's he?
My mate Joe.
Oh, hello, mate Joe.
Yeah. So anyway, he offered to give me a lift home. Neither of us had had dinner. So I said, look, if you take us to McDonald's on the way back, I'll pay for it because you've given me a lift, blah, blah. So anyway, I fell asleep in the car.
As you do.
As I do, because I was very
You
tired.
Do it a lot. Oh, you sleep everywhere.
I literally, if I need to sleep, I sleep immediately. No matter where I am.
Yeah.
I've fallen asleep in 2 nightclubs. Literally anywhere, I will fall asleep.
And speaking of sleep, at my wedding.
Yes.
You got so pissed that you didn't make it to your bedroom. You fell asleep up the stairs.
Yes.
You were literally asleep up your stairs.
And I was snoring. Literally.
You were.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I thought you attacked him when he was in bed.
No. So he woke me up on the stairs. I then got into bed. And then about 45 minutes later, I got woken up by him and Gareth trying to wrestle me while I was asleep. I had Gareth had me in a headlock. And Alex was just punching me and doing whatever.
We were so pissed.
And I kicked Alex in the leg. I gave him like a proper camel kick. Bent his thumb back, which still hurts today.
My thumb, I was thinking about that today. My thumb is still not right.
Good. You deserve it.
Yeah. And do you know what? Before that, so about 20 minutes before that as well, me and my girlfriend were sleeping in the roof tent.
Oh, me and my girlfriend. Oh, I've got a girlfriend.
We were also pissed, but we managed to make it back to my roof tent, which was on top of my Defender. And then I was... You know, I was sleeping nice and peacefully. Next thing you know, I feel like I'm being crushed because what Gareth and Alex have done, they've crawled on top of the roof and then they started to fold down the roof tent while I'm in it. And then I'm holding the whole weight of them, just like lifting it up, trying to stop them crushing it. Then basically Alex tries to crawl around the side and all I hear is this zipping. So then I quickly unzip it and I start gut punching.
Oh God, I gut punched
him as well. Yeah,
because he's holding on so he can't even defend himself. Then I'm getting shouted at by my own girlfriend for attacking him, even though he's just squashed us because she was so fast asleep that she didn't even feel them crushing her. And then I think I eventually managed to get Alex to agree to get off and then jump off.
We had
off.
A truce. Yeah.
And then they went then and attacked you.
Yes, we did.
Long story short, it was a very funny wedding and we all got very pissed.
Yeah. Also, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, what's that in the background? I can hear like beep, beep, beep. It's not your imagination. It's not your fire alarm. It's something going on in the unit.
It's our fire alarm.
Oh, yeah. Chris tried to unlock something with some keys and shorted all the circuit board
yes.
out.
Yes.
And there were sparks, and it's been beeping ever since. But anyway.
Oh, crying
out loud.
Back to my story.
Yeah.
So I woke up in the drive-thru to McDonald's.
Yes.
And at that particular time, my mum quite fancied a Range Rover.
A Range Rover Classic?
No, a normal, like an L322.
Yeah.
So I had been looking at Range Rovers on Facebook Marketplace. So anyway, I just, you know, I woke up, put my seat up, and I just opened my phone and I was looking for it. And I opened Facebook and I just clicked on Facebook Marketplace, as you do. You have a little look every now
yeah.
and then.
Yeah.
And right in at the top left, I remember it was, in the suggested, was a picture of a Range Rover Classic, and it was £1,000 on the thing.
For a Range Rover Classic?
A Range Rover Classic, yeah. And I clicked on it and it was in my local town. And the description was very short and brief. It said, starts and drives, cuts out because alternator belt broken, mm. would make a great investment for someone. And that was it. And there was one picture, but it looked quite nice in the picture.
Mm.
So I just sent you the standard, is this still available?
And what time was this?
This was about between 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning?
Yes, okay. So quite late.
Yes.
So I sent, the usual, is this still available? Moved forward a space in the drive-thru and got a reply. And it said, yes. And I said, what's it like, basically? It said, yeah, good, needs an alternator belt, blah, blah. And I said, where are you based? He sent me the postcode and he was 6 minutes away. From the McDonald's that we were in.
6 minutes, just like your JCW engine was six minutes away at
yeah,
the Nürburgring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coincidence.
I think not.
So anyway, I said to him, can I come and have a look at it? And he said, yes, but I've got two viewings booked tomorrow. I said, well, can I come and have a look at it now?
And as in, like, you were in the McDonald's and you're going to drive there?
Yes.
At like 1 a.m?
Yes.
Okay.
And he said, what now? ? And I said, yes. And he sent me his address. And he said, how long will you be? And I said, 6 minutes.
So just for people who don't know, how much should one of those Range Rover Classics usually go for?
Range Rover Classics go from anywhere between $5,000 for a roughish one and like 20 to 25 for a nice
Jeez.
One.
So $1,000 is dirt cheap.
Yes.
But I mean, you must be thinking, surely this is a bit of a scam.
This
or
is
the decimal place is in the wrong point. Or
exactly.
No, what's going on?
I thought exactly that. I thought it was up for $10,000, but it was a typo. But I wanted to have a look at it anyway. I thought, you know what? It's 6 minutes, so I go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
Take the risk. Why not?
And even if it's $10,000, you'll probably get it for $1,000.
Exactly.
Because it's you.
Yeah. I'll just butter him up a bit. It'll be fine. But anyway... So I was at this point, I was like, get me out of this drive-thru now. I said, I don't want anything to eat. Just get me out of this drive-thru. But we were stuck in the drive-thru at this point. So we flew through the drive-thru, got my chicken selects, as you do, of course. And I was just stuffing them. I was just so excited. I just had the whole lot in about a minute. But anyway, drove straight round to this guy's house. And it was literally up the road from where I live.
Wow.
It was like two roads away. It was so close to where I live. And we pulled up and I was thinking, no, this car doesn't exist or this is going to be wrong or, it's a scam, something like that. Because there's a lot of scams on Facebook.
There are, yeah.
And I saw this Range Rover Classic. I was like, shit, it exists. And we pulled up behind it and the car we were in had LED headlights.
Yeah.
And they shone at the underside of this Range Rover Classic and it looked brand new.
Wow.
And I immediately thought, yeah, $10,000
yep.
all day long. Like, yep. there's yep. no way this car is $1,000. So anyway, got out, the guy came out and, he was probably...
In his 90?
No, he actually wasn't.
Okay.
He was probably in his 30s, something like that.
So very young.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, didn't really have any knowledge about cars or much. But what he did say is that he paid $8,500 for it in October and it was about June or July when I bought it.
Okay.
So he hadn't had it for very long and he paid $8,500 for it.
So why does he think it's lost $7,000?
I hadn't worked this out at this point. But anyway, so I was looking around the car. I had a look underneath it and I looked under and I was like, this car has been restored.
Bloody
it looked hell. Like the chassis had been powder coated. It had new brake lines on it. It had new tyres, new calipers all around. Like it was beautiful. Really, really nice. I had a look under the bonnet and the aircon belt was missing.
Oh.
But the alternator belt was still there. And I was like, okay. But the engine, it was a 3.9 V8, fuel injected, auto, which is the right one to have, Vogue. Oh. So it was lovely.
What colour was it?
It was like it was the same colour as the Essex Boys one. It was blue.
Okay.
It was a really, really nice car. So anyway, I opened the door, looked at the interior, grey leather, brand new headlining, all the seats were mint. It was just beautiful. It had like wood trim on the dash. It was gorgeous, this Range Rover. So I said to him, do you mind if I start it up? He said, yeah, that's fine.
But bearing in mind, it's like after 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I said, do you mind if I, and at this point, I thought, I just want to see if it starts, if it engages drive, engages reverse, and that's it, I'm done. I don't even want to drive.
You'll have it.
Yeah, I just thought, I just want to just see. So I started it up. It started in ram fine. Put it in drive. Yeah. Put it in reverse. Yep. Yeah. Lovely. Perfect.
Yeah.
I had a look around it. He showed me the paperwork. It had a full engine rebuild. Piston rings,
rod bearings,
all the gaskets, head gaskets, the lot. It had had an engine out full rebuild.
Bloody hell.
Had a full stainless steel exhaust on it.
Oh, and I bet that sounded nice.
It sounded so good. And I opened the bonnet, the boot. This was the best bit. I opened the boot, like, because they've got a split tailgate on those.
Yeah.
Like any Range Rover. I opened the boot and I saw this quilted leather top. And I thought, oh, the boot floor's a bit high. Opened the pull-down tailgate, and it was a quilted leather, custom-made gun cabinet.
What?
Gun cabinet.
What did it smell like?
It smelled like leather.
Oh.
Those gun cabinets are usually like a few grand on their own.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of money. It wasn't mental. Like one of those, what do they, Holland, whatever it is. It wasn't one of those, but it was a custom
Holland,
made
Holland
one.
And Barrett's.
That,
yeah. Just full of seeds.
I pulled it open. That was it, yeah.
Seeds and drugs.
Brilliant. I pulled it open and there was no guns in it, but it had all the cutouts in the foam for the guns and it was lit. You open it and the lights come
on.
So
it was lit up or was like it was lit?
Oh,
it was lit.
Yeah. So anyway, that I was like, I don't care what this price this car is. I want it. So I was like, at this point in my head, I was thinking, there's no way this car's below 10 grand. No, like, this is a 10 grand car all day long. Like, he doesn't want a penny less than 10
grand. At that point, were you thinking you had a maximum budget?
Yeah, like maybe 5 or 6.
You would have given him 5 or 6.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Let's hope he's not listening to this.
But anyway, I said to him, at this point, I'm thinking, I'm thinking, there's a slight chance he wants a grand, but 99% of me says that he wants 10 grand for this.
Mm.
So I said to him, like, how much are you looking to get for it? He said, well, you know, as close to the asking price as possible. I was like, I still don't know.
Oh, he's playing games.
And I said, you know, are you open to offers on it? And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm open to offers. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but just don't go offering me 500 quid because I won't take it. And I was like, ping, he wants a gram.
Oh, my God.
And obviously, me being me, I went, would you take 800 quid? And he went, oh, do 850. And I went, all right. And I shook his hand and I sent him the money there and then. I got in the car. I put all the paperwork in the car. I got in the car. I drove away really quickly.
Yep.
I got to mine. I rung Joe and I said, we got to get out of here now. He went, why? I went, I've just nicked this. So anyway, I got it back and took it back to the unit. And
Were you worried at all that it might be stolen?
No. I did all the HPI checks on it and it all came up clear and, you know, done all the usual checks that you do, all the MOT checks. Yeah, it was all very, very clean. So I got it back. Next, I couldn't sleep that night. I was so excited.
Really?
I had a Range Rover Classics outside my bedroom
window. £850.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I was looking up videos of Range
Rover. Really?
So excited. So anyway, the next day, got it up to the unit and I washed it and it was like, it was beautiful. And typical me, I was like, I'm keeping this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not selling this.
Did it look as good in the morning as you expected it?
Yes.
To? Oh, it did.
It actually did. And it looked even better once I put a bit of tire shine on it.
Oh, really?
Because
you know when you buy a car, you've got like your rose tinted glasses on and the next day you're like, oh shit, I didn't see that.
So,
oh shit. Oh, it's a cut and shut. Oh shit.
Yeah.
I've done that with all mine.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, yours are all knackered,
No, he does like a bucket of shit.
Have you seen the boot on his Z4?
It's quite a bad way. I don't know why you'd buy a car
that.
Yeah, I crashed into something.
Yeah.
You did, something quite high.
And anyway, so I cleaned it all up. I took it to a cars and coffee event and I was like, I'm not selling this. I love it. It was fantastic. I love driving it. The boot came open on occasion while I was driving it along. But other than that, it was fantastic. And then Joe Ansell from Ansell Alloys came up to the unit, and he was all over it. He was I've wanted one of these for years. Like, it's fantastic. It's the right colour. It's the right interior. And he just kept bugging me about it. And I had it for a couple of days. And he just kept coming over. Every day, come over it. How much do you want for that Ranger? How much?
Really?
And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd sell it.
So he said £1,000? Yeah.
In the end, so he offered me £6,000 for it.
Did he?
And I was like,
It's worth more, mate.
I was like,
£5,000 instant profit.
I can't have that.
I said no. And then he came back the next day and he offered me £7,000 for it. And I went, all right then. And I sold it to him.
For seven grand.
But what was that car actually worth, do you reckon, if you weren't selling it to a mate?
£1,000.
I don't know. I could probably have got like 8.5 for it at the time, something like that.
Yeah.
So was it a £7,000 deal, or did Joe also chuck in some wheel refurb?
He'd done 10 wheel
refurbs. No. On top of the seven?
10 free wheel refurbishments.
Oh my. Did you have to barter with the wheel refurbishment?
I gave it a bit of a barter, of course.
So did he say, I'll give you a couple, and you said 10?
Yeah, I want 10.
Oh my God. So how much is a wheel refurb worth?
About he does me trade price, which is about £260.
Okay, so he's effectively given you £9,000 for that car.
Yeah, that's why I accepted it. But I thought to myself, well, all I've done is wash it. I suppose it's a decent profit for a day or so.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah, you've done better.
That is quite a good deal. And I think that's probably why we're discussing this, because that has got to be your best deal ever.
It was a good one.
Do you think you'll ever top that?
Possibly, yeah.
Have you come close recently?
I have come close.
With what?
With certain deals. I can't discuss that kind of information because my customers may be listening, Alex.
Well, no, but that implies that you've actually got a following, which isn't true.
You can sling your own.
And also some of them we can't talk about because...
very illegal.
Very illegal. What do you mean is legal?
What?
Should we talk about the thing that you had in the corner of your unit?
No. Oh, yeah. No, we can't do that.
No.
What thing?
Oh, the BMW M3.
Don't bring that.
Maybe that's one for another time, another but definitely day. Not this time.
Yeah. When Taylor's moved country.
10 years. We've got a 10-year limit.
Anyway, that was good fun. And if you can beat that deal, let us know in the comments below. But yeah, let's move on.
Okay, so the next topic that we're going to talk about
is
why Facebook is the best place to buy cars.
I think we all agree. Facebook is the best place to buy cars.
It's the worst place to sell a car.
Yes.
Yeah,
because everyone's a scumbag.
Is this still available and best price?
Yeah, and then you give a really good price and then they just go.
And then they say last price. Now, I have a bit of a thing, right? So I think Facebook Marketplace is a very, very, very good place to buy cars. In fact, we agree it is the best.
Yes.
If you know how to use it.
Yeah.
But what I will say to everyone is anyone that doesn't use Facebook Marketplace that much, there are a lot of scams going around at the moment.
Oh, so many.
A lot of scams. If you see a car up for sale for a lot less than what it should be, and it's got quite a brief description, even if their profile looks legit, they will ask you usually for a deposit.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever send anyone a bank transfer or any money through Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, it will be a scam. Always go and see the car in person.
Yeah. I have actually noticed that a lot, especially in the last couple of weeks, that there are loads of cars that interest me that are really cheap. Case in point, I was actually speaking to my MOT tester this morning. We were talking about Porsche 944s. And he said, oh, yeah, I saw this S2 on Facebook Marketplace the other day. I was like, was it a cabriolet? He was like, yeah. And I was like, was it like $3,500? He said, yeah, it seems suspiciously cheap. And I was like, yes. 100% a scam. If a car looks too good to be true, unless it's a Range Rover Classic, then 9 times out of 10, it will be a scam. So that is very, very, very good advice. Never, ever, ever give a deposit. Go check out the car. Bring a mate with you as well who knows about cars. But for people who do know about cars, Taylor's right. Facebook Marketplace is a really, really good source of interesting cars, because a lot of the time, I find people put cars on Facebook Marketplace because it's free to list, you already have your profile, and you don't want to be bothered with the hassle of having to pay a website and then upload loads of photos and do a big description, which is why a lot of interesting cars have got really shit descriptions.
Yeah, pretty much.
So people are lazy, and if you show interest and if you're genuinely interested and a good, decent person in the comments or in the message, then chances are that you will get a very, very good deal.
Yeah, I
think that's one of the big things that Facebook has, though, which a lot of the others don't, is the fact that you can message people, because that's the whole, with Auto Trader, you have to have a phone number, people have to phone you.
Yeah.
I think that's why people like Facebook, because when you're selling a car, you can then just message.
You can do it in your own time. Yeah,
you don't have to have people phoning you going, is this car still available? And then you need to have a chat now. And yeah, I think Facebook's are good for if you're at work, for example.
Yeah.
You can just reply to the messages later.
Yeah.
Yes, good point.
And there is such a mixed bag of stuff that you find on there.
So much.
Modified, classics, just loads of random shit that people have taken on. Random, a charity rallies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Loads of interesting tat. And those are especially the cars where you can just really knock down the price.
Mm.
What was that thing you sent us the other day?
The limo.
The limo you sent. And it had like the massive grill on the front of it.
I can't remember. I send you a lot of tat.
You send me a lot of tat.
We get so
honestly,
much
it was
shit.
This. It was the worst. It was like a Cruella de Vil limo sort of thing. And it had this weird...
I do vaguely remember it.
Where's my phone? I'm going to get on Facebook.
Do you remember
let me, the... Let me see if I can find it.
Do you remember the Max Power Corsa that I sent you the other day with the Lamborghini doors?
That was really good.
But yeah, there's a lot of nice stuff on Facebook Marketplace. And also, there's a lot of people that tend to advertise cars on there that can be really special that they don't really know about. Mm. Hence, the Mini that I bought from quite far away... that had the Sparco John Cooper Works seats in it.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, I spent a long time sifting through Facebook Marketplace, looking at pretty much every single advert for Minis, because I wanted to find these seats. And that particular car that was for sale wasn't advertised with those seats in it. In fact, they weren't even in the description. I looked through the photos on that advert and realized that it had the JCW seats in it.
Bloody hell.
But no one else would have known unless they clicked on the advert and actually looked through the photos. So again, another little hidden gem, stuff like that.
Well, I think that the thing as well with Facebook, because there are so many scams, so many time wasters on it, I feel like you're already at a good stead if you just go in there and go, and don't say, why is this available? Don't say, is this still available? Just go in there and ask a question about the car and, you know, don't make it customized about that listing. And then people are already like going, oh, thank God it's someone not just scamming me or whatever. And then especially if you're willing to turn up with cash or with a bank transfer and buy the car straight away.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot easier hassle for them, isn't it? Hassle free.
You know, I mentioned that that 944. Like, look at that.
That is a nice car.
Porsche 944 S2 Cabriolet, 3 litre manual, £3,600.
I mean, what is that? That's normally a 10 grand car,
isn't it? It's a 10 grand car. I mean, it does have... quite a lot of description and stuff like that, but it's got private number plate.
Look, when you see a description like this, body type, convertible, number of seats, stuff like that, item specifics, this description just screams scam.
Yeah,
to
it's
me.
Literally just being copied and pasted because you don't write mileage, body type, seller notes. Like who as a private person writes seller notes?
And it says 31 years young and stuff like that, you know. It's just, you can tell it's a scam.
That's
fantastic, isn't it?
So that's a Volvo with a big old, it's like a Ghostbustery style something.
It's a purple Volvo limousine with a gold grill on it.
That is nice.
Admittedly, this is actually on eBay, so I think
are we buying it?
We do need that. We were thinking of doing a limo challenge at some point, weren't we?
Yeah.
It is terrible, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, right? This red, purple, how much is it?
How much do you think it is?
Oh, God.
Hopefully not a lot, because we'll have
it. I'm going to say... £3,000.
Taylor?
I can't remember. £1,200?
£6,969.
Oh, that's quite a lot.
Oh.
Do you want to, the title is 1996 Volvo 960 in commas the Pimpmobile.
Oh.
The Pimpmobile.
One of one limited edition custom built.
Yeah. Imagine us stepping out of that with like
purple
velour pimp suits with a pimp cane and doves.
Canes.
Lots of doves.
Yeah. And then we'd need to have like Snoop Dogg with us as well.
Yeah.
Smoking up some serious crack.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great.
Because then we have the look.
Mm.
Oh, what were we talking about? Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, yes.
I was going to say about this Volvo, if you're watching or listening and you own this, then get in contact and I will buy it. But not at 6.5 grand.
No, we'll have it for 500 quid.
What?
There's actually a YouTube video.
Is there?
Attached. And there's a man, the thumbnail says it's Groovy Baby at the top. And there is a man, what I can only describe, in a very bright green sort of pimp suit next to it.
Play it.
Shall we? Okay. All right.
Why do I want this limo? Turn then why we talk about it?
Okay.
Whip of the week.
Whip of the week.
Oh, is he the car dealer?
That is nice.
Oh.
It's got better production than our videos.
Yeah. Look at that drone work. That's fantastic.
Where is this? How do you sell a car? Where is that road?
I don't know. It's amazing.
That's
Oh my God. Look at the interior.
Oh my God.
It's got pink shag pile in it.
Oh my God.
This is how you sell a car, people.
Oh my God.
Okay, so for people listening, this seems to be a YouTube video. Who's it? Who's Emerald House of Cups?
We built the time traveling limousine from Austin Powers Gold Member.
Oh.
That's the title of YouTube. So if you want to check it out, then that's how you
I
do
want
it.
It.
How many views is that on? Over
1,900,000.
Oh.
That is how you sell a car, though.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't like the grill. I would buy it if that grill wasn't on there.
I quite like it.
You could remove the grill.
No, it's
I quite like it.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's very nice. Very high production quality as well.
Maybe this is where I'm going wrong. Maybe this is how I need to sell my car from now on, in a green pimp suit.
That is true. Shall I
get a green pimp suit?
I think so. Can you imagine you in a really tight-fitting pink...
Oh. You just like seeing me in tight-fitting
stuff. Oh, I do. Anyway, we're not talking about eBay in this. Sorry. It's very interesting.
Slightly off track.
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. Why do you think it's the best place to buy cars?
Because you can find some bargains.
Yes. I would say because you can find the car that you never knew you wanted.
Yep, that is also true.
There are so many cars and motorbikes that I need that I never knew.
Mm.
That's the thing with Facebook. It throws up so many. Like you put in...
Oh, so bad, isn't it?
BMW and 3 Series and it will offer you Volvos,
and
Saabs,
the suggested list.
It's amazing.
Stop Facebook.
It's just so good.
It is.
I was looking at Reliant Robins earlier.
It's weird because I was looking at Alex's suggested list earlier and it was just a load of women with clothes that
were selling.
Well,
he likes high heels though, doesn't he?
Do you know the thing though? Like, you know when you're like scrolling through and you look at a car... And then it goes to suggested or something random and it's just a woman wearing a tight dress who's selling a tight dress and you click on it because accidentally and then it's just full of women wearing like tight clothes and then you just have to keep on clicking.
Accidentally.
Because do you find that, Taylor?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You don't know? Or
no, I don't. Not into all of that. Do you know what is quite funny? Have you ever gone on Facebook Marketplace and searched for mirrors?
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
Just a load of people taking pictures
of themselves.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I am actually just scrolling through Facebook Marketplace now, just looking at stuff.
Very addictive.
Look at this Mini Cooper S with pink wheels.
Oh, that's a bit. Of
that's
me.
10 grand.
That's
what?
A bit of me. I'm telling you, minis have gone up in value. I reckon mine's worth about 40 grand.
Shut up. Oh, it's only on 43,000 miles, like yours. Your engine is on 40,000 miles.
The rest of it isn't.
No, that's true.
My Mini is quite high mileage.
Mini Cooper S. You've got a brand new engine. What are you on about?
It is brand new.
And now everything else. You've got brand new brakes, brand new... What? Literally the only thing that's left is the shell that's done that mileage.
The only thing that's old is you.
It is you. Uh-huh. You old git.
Look at that. That's a nice Suzuki carry.
Oh, I like that. It's quite a lot of money.
That is nice. We're currently doing... Can I say it? Yeah, we're currently doing a van challenge. I have bought a van and you need to find a van. You need to find a van. You've got 24 hours.
Oh my God.
When have I actually got to buy a van for?
This week.
This week?
Oh, a Sierra.
It's like the middle of the week.
A Hummer H2?
Oh, I've always liked the Hummer H2.
I've driven an Hummer H1.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I watched that video. Yes. I remember that. Didn't it belong to Nick Singh Sahota?
It did.
Yeah,
it still does. That video, yeah. Anyway, Facebook Marketplace, best place to buy cars, but only if you know what you're looking for. And don't get scammed. Don't ever give any money away, deposits, anything like that.
Yes.
Because you get screwed over. You like Facebook Marketplace, don't you, Rory?
Yeah, I've just found a great listing. It's a man selling his gaming setup. So what he's done?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
He's moved the whole gaming setup outside into a field.
What on earth is that?
And then there's grass all around it. The desk and chair are out there though.
But what?
Do you reckon this is like when his mom said go play outdoors?
No, maybe she kicked him out and he's like, oh, I've got nowhere to live. I'll have to sell all my stuff.
Yeah. Can I just? I don't know much about gaming and computers, but I just want to just draw your attention to the description. So don't use any more. Because I went onto console gaming, GPU, don't know what that means, potato, CPU, potato, motherboard, potato, and storage, approximately 3 potatoes. What are potatoes?
Storage, 3 potatoes.
Potatoes is like, it just means it's bad, basically. Yeah, it's like, you know, when people go, what do you film that on, a potato?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
But he should be upselling.
I don't, yeah. And he's actually asking £190 for this setup as well.
It'd be damp by now. It's been raining today.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing about Facebook Marketplace is you find so much shit that it's just great. Funny.
It is great.
Yeah. So that's another reason why Facebook Marketplace is the best place.
It's almost a source of entertainment.
It really is. It really is.
Because you can just sift through all the tat.
Indeed, indeed. And you can also get really good deals on cars, especially shit.
Yes.
Yeah? Next topic?
Next topic.
Drum roll, please. I said drum roll, not cluck cluck.
Cluck roll.
Cluck roll.
Oh, Rory, what's going on?
I'm trying to find... Oh, there it is. Oh,
okay. His computer's not loading. It's potato.
Oh, yeah. So the next topic.
Yeah. Is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very relevant to what we've just done.
It is.
Why the Nürburgring is the best road trip destination.
Ooh. So when you think of a road trip destination, lots of people probably think, oh, I want to go to the Stelvio because it's the best driving road in the world. No, it's not. It's shit.
Okay.
Wow, shit. Very aggressive.
It's just shit. Yeah, I mean, the road trip to get there is very nice. But why is it get shit? On there and then it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go second gear, flat, oh, brake, and then hairpin. Flat, oh, brakes, hairpin. Flat, oh, brakes, hairpin. It's boring. It's so boring.
I think you might have just insulted a lot of
people's
dreams.
I don't care. Anyone who's done Stelvio, you just admit it, it's boring. You can't get out of second gear in any car, and it's just boring. And there's lots of people and cyclists, and the visibility to get to the past the hairpin is just non-existent. And it's just stress. And you get to the bottom, and you're like, right, what do I do now? I just need to go back up, and I've just got to spend loads of fuel. Boring.
I've got to admit, there is definitely a car for a certain road, though. Like, I think Stelvio could be nice if you were maybe...
A cyclist.
Or in a caravan.
A caravan. Now you're talking. Push it off the edge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's sort of where you take it slow. You know, it's like a North Coast 500 when we did that. That is not a road that I would take a sport car on The roads are...
I quite enjoyed that when I did it in my 6 Series.
Yeah, but your 6 Series is a perfect car for that. It's got big tyres. It's a bit of a grand tourer. It's a
not
bit slow.
Yeah. How dare you?
It's unassuming.
No, but it's
very rude.
The potholes and everything are so bad that you wouldn't want to take any like Lamborghini, Porsche or whatever.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to take any. Well, you wouldn't want to take one of those anywhere.
No,
they're okay. Just scary. You always worry about it getting marked or whatever.
But yeah, there's definitely a car for each road trip that you do, I think.
Yes, and the Mini is the perfect road trip car to take to the Nürburgring.
To the garage.
Yeah.
Because it'll break.
Unless you actually want to go around the road.
Yeah, you want to get to the place.
Just don't do 140 in it and you'll be fine.
Anyway, back to the Nürburgring. We think, being the ultimate road trip destination, the reason we said that... Why is my phone? My phone is going mental. The reason we said that is because it's got everything. Because if you start from the UK, you've got to take either the Channel Tunnel or the ferry.
Yeah.
Take the ferry. It's very
the ferry
exciting.
Is good. You can get
beef Brenda. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's windy, you can be sick.
Yes, you can be sick.
And peanut M&Ms are massive bottles of vodka.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say 5 litre bottles of vodka.
Yeah. So you can drink all of that and eat all of that while you're on the ferry. Because you're in international waters.
There's no such thing as drink driving.
But that's a fun thing to do. Then you get off the ferry and then you're in France. And then you drink candy up.
Yes.
Which is the only good thing about France.
Which we missed.
We did miss. Yeah. We did miss. And then you're in Belgium. Just go through Belgium because Belgium's really boring.
No, Belgium's all right. We like Bruges.
Yeah, but we don't need to stop.
I really like Bruges.
Bruges is really good. You got really emotional in Bruges.
Oh, God, you nearly cried. Actually, no. You're like,
do you know what it was? It was going back to, like, I think we'd had such a big year.
So this was our Christmas special.
Yeah.
When we took Jimmy Jag and we had the tree on the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was such a big year, I think. Like, we'd had such a stressful time, especially coming up to that Christmas. I don't know if you remember, but we were trying to do, like, more than two videos a week. And that, back then, it was only me and you. I was doing all the editing. I was doing all the filming. And
barely.
And we were filming it mostly out of my unit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, and your unit is very far away from everyone.
Oh,
well, it might be for you, but you shouldn't live so far away. It's ridiculous.
But yeah, so I think when we came to Bruges, it was a great little ending to the year. And yeah,
we've got very emotional.
He got very emotional. It's very funny.
I may have drank a lot as well.
There's a surprise.
So yeah, it was a good ending.
It was a fantastic trip. That
anyway. You go through Bruges because it's very boring. You go through Belgium because it's very boring, except for Bruges, which is very good. And then you get to Germany, which is great. We like
Germany.
You've
got the Autobahn.
You have the Autobahn. So you've got that point of the road trip as well. You obviously want to try and max out your cars, only if it's safe to do so, obviously, and make sure that all your wheels are screwed on properly. So you do that, you have some fun, and then you can stop at the Michael Schumacher Museum as well, which is free. The food, I know I'm very biased because I'm half German, but the food is great. And
the drivers as well. Drivers are so much better.
They are better, yeah. They don't lane hog.
No. And the really good thing about the continent as well is that, you know, when you get like traffic jams and stuff.
Yeah.
And everything's just blocked and it's all shit. And then you've got emergency services that have to use a hard shoulder or whatever and they get blocked. In Germany and wherever else, they go to the extremities of their lanes. So if you're in lane one, you'll go to the right. If you're in lane two, you'll go to the far left, which means that you have an emergency lane going through the middle. And that is also always really cool to see. So yeah, drivers, especially in Germany, are very, very good. Belgian drivers, shit. They are shit.
Where was it that we went there? Everyone kept tailgating us.
Belgium.
Was that Belgium?
Yeah, it was on the way back.
That was a nightmare. They were sitting right up my arse.
Yeah.
What?
Not inside it.
Okay.
This is actually, yeah, we'll have to talk about it another time, but this is on the way back. Taylor's trying to get home and was experiencing some technical difficulties with his Mini.
When?
Do you not remember, Taylor?
Well, he got a little bit hot once.
When? Yeah. What? When?
So on the way back from the Nürburgring, someone may have forgot to plug in the fan.
Oh, yeah.
To their Mini.
So we got stuck in traffic in Belgium and my Mini didn't overheat, but it got hot. And it was because I forgot to plug in the fan because Alex unplugged it.
Well, it needed unplugging.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realise that you'd unplugged it, so I forgot to plug it because I didn't know who the plug was.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, so you do your high speed stuff. That's really fun. You have some good food, and then you get to the Nürburgring, which is what it's like 4 or 5 hours from Calais, something like, maybe five and a half.
Yeah.
And then you get there, and then you are in the holy grail mecca of car enthusiasts.
It is like something out of Forza Horizon.
It is, yeah. And everyone is there for the same reason, and that is just to go to the Nürburgring to not only smash your cars around, but also just watch cars being smashed around. You get to meet incredible people like Misha because he's always there. Eat some more food, drink some beer. The food there is very good.
And because it's such a famous place, you meet people from all over the world.
Yep.
And they're all there because they enjoy the same thing and they are all really lovely.
Yeah.
And you know what I think a lot of people don't even talk about? You could literally just stand on the side of the road near the entrance of Nürburgring. And the cars that you see coming past, so
the variety of cars is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you can literally just stand there for an hour just looking at all. Admittedly, I think nearly all the GT3s in the world are at the Nürburgring.
They're all there. They just get shipped straight there.
All of them. But it is, apart from that, it is amazing just seeing all of this.
It's an incredible place.
And you get really incredible kind of home builds as well. Stripped out E30s, Civics, everything. Wow.
I don't think we filmed it last time, but when we were there the first time that we went to the Nürburgring for very early on in Auto Alex.
Oh, with the Mercedes.
Yeah, do you remember that man who had, what was it? Was it a Lotus 7 or something?
Oh, like kit car thing. Yeah,
it was a little kit car.
Hand control.
Yeah, so he was paralyzed, but he had a little kit car, but like race car. but it was all hand controls and he'd converted it and he was setting some crazy times around the Nürburgring.
I think he was a Dutch guy.
Yeah, it's just such an enthusiast place, isn't it?
It is. And there is something for everyone there as well. There's supercars, hypercars, shit boxes, people like us who just want to drive shit car, especially your shit car, shit cars as quickly as possible when they work. And the spirit of the Nürburgring, like we proved as well, like Taylor broke his engine. We found a replacement engine, got it very cheaply, which was very nice. And then we had a garage to fix the engine and replace everything. And you can't do that anywhere else.
No, and it was because everyone, apart from Rory, was willing to help.
Yeah.
What did you do?
What did you actually do?
Nothing.
Yeah. I was the one encouraging him to get an engine.
You were such a hindrance the whole time.
Don't say this was all on you.
This was...
I scripted this episode. I mean, what? No.
Do you know what I did, actually? I stopped you from flying home.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. Yeah, because Taylor was having a little paddy.
The engine stopped me from flying home.
I'm not having this. I was there helping out.
You did nothing.
Oh.
You did a lot of eating.
You did eat a lot.
That's what I do. I stress eat. Yeah.
You must be stressed a lot. Anyway, but I think it's fair to say that we all love the Nürburgring. And my favorite time of the year is kind of June. I think it's June, July time. Nürburgring 24 hours. Go out there.
Never been.
We have to do that.
It is so good.
We have to do that.
I'd love to.
It shits
that.
All over Le Mans, I think.
Really?
Because I find the people that go to Le Mans are just mainly there to be seen, to be going to Le Mans and to say, oh, I went to Le Mans. Whereas when you go to Nürburgring 24 hours and you make the most of it, you are literally running through a forest, crawling through shit. People are getting pissed. There's random structures. Loads of people are burning shit. It's just a massive, just shit show of car lovers.
Brilliant.
And at 2 a.m., people are stumbling by you. People are literally naked because they're so messed up. And then you've got cars blasting past you at 200 miles an hour. And you're just like, yeah, this is amazing. This is so cool.
It sounds
hectic. We should do it next year.
No, that does sound like a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Nürburgring is a fantastic place. Yes. Absolutely love it. And there's been so many cool stories there and so many stories to be made as well.
Yes, indeed. And we will be going back at some point, mainly because, Apex.
Yes.
So we stayed in a place called Apex, which you should stay at as well because it's really, really cool.
It's amazing.
Or also stay at, what was his name? Is it
Nick?
Nick's place.
It's in the video somewhere.
It's in the video where we find the engine.
He had a really cool place.
He's got a really cool place. It's only 6 minutes away. Mm. But we stayed at Apex. And when I went to pay the next day, I think we were all so tired and just...
Me
Rory was probably emotional. and it was so early and Diana wasn't actually in the office yet, so Misha went behind the till and he just tallied it all up and charged me and I paid. And then Diana the next day was like, oh, thanks for paying double. I actually paid double. And she said to me, do you want a refund or do you just want credit at Apex? And I thought about it for half a second. I was like, just give me credit.
Yeah,
because then it means that I am pretty much forced to go back to make the most of that. So we will go back to Apex, to the Nürburgring, probably with some shit cars.
Hopefully soon.
And hopefully soon.
We haven't even mentioned the fact the roads around Nürburgring as well.
Oh, they're amazing. So
they're all amazing as well.
Yeah. So good. The roads are incredible. The country lanes and the hairpins and the cars you see on them as well. Do you remember when we were stopped in that lay-by on the hairpin?
Yes.
And we were stood there and the guys in the BMs going around.
Just
and,
drifting around.
So good.
I still remember as well when we were driving on some of those roads and then I think we had Leon, your mate Leon, who lives at the Nürburgring with us, and he was going, oh yeah, this road's really bad. Like he was talking about the surface of it. And we were going, this road's better than most of the roads in England.
Glass smooth. It was beautiful, beautiful.
But yeah, if anything comes out of this conversation that the three of us are having with you guys as well, I hope it is that it makes you think, I'm gonna message my mate now and just say, Nürburgring? And I hope a lot of people are just like, yes. Because if you plan ahead, ferries are very cheap. What did we pay? 99 quid a car. And that we booked that late as well. And places like Apex or Nick's place as well, they're not like that expensive.
No, honestly, not at all.
You could get like two nights and have an amazing time. You can drive your car on the legendary Nürburgring. You can eat some great food at Sabina Schmitz's old restaurant as well. And just go car spotting.
Yeah.
And you make so many memories and you meet so many people. And it's, I can't wait to go back. I really can't.
Yeah. And also one thing as well that we didn't do on this trip is trobogganing.
Tobogganing.
You know what I mean?
Is it like tribbing, but
tobogganing? Tobogganing.
Okay, tobogganing.
It's really good.
Okay. Have you done it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do it next time.
You know what tobogganing is, don't you?
Yes, but I didn't know what trobogganing was.
You sit on the bit of plastic and then you slide down the hill.
Not tobogganing. But
it's kind of inky.
You know what I mean.
I'll let him have it.
Yeah, we'll be here all night if we have to explain things.
Okay. But yeah, that's very good as well.
Yeah. So, Nürburgring, go and do it. Go and make some memories. I think that pretty much rounds off our four topics for this one.
Yeah, that is actually the end of...
Yeah. How long have we been talking?
This says we've been recording for an hour and 11 minutes.
Oh, shit. Sorry. You're probably all really bored at the moment.
That'll probably get cut down a bit, though.
I would just like to say...
I don't think so. Why would it get cut down?
Well, there was a bit of faff at the start, wasn't there?
No, well, what faff?
Where? I can't remember. We were faffing at the start.
Yeah, you two always faff anyway.
Shut up.
I'd just like to say it's nearly 20 past nine at night and I've got a 2-hour drive home.
So I'd like to say it's nearly 20 past nine at night and I've got probably 37-minute drive. You shouldn't live so far away.
You shouldn't have got a unit so far away.
It's very nice, though.
It's ridiculous.
Lovely.
It's nice.
Not the walls nearly falling over.
I may have leant against the wall, which is behind this camera, and... It all moves. It's a massive breeze block wall.
Just
never trust a breeze block wall.
No, they're
rubbish. Always shit.
And there's a massive crack in it as well now.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we're meant to ram it one day?
Yes.
Just back into
it. Just drive through it.
At least we know we have a very effective escape exit.
If there's a fire exit, I'm just going to run into
just
the wall.
Just run through the wall.
I'll use my gut to make a new fire exit.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody hell, there'll be a tsunami somewhere.
Funny.
Should be a Taylor imprint.
Very funny.
Anyway, we're now going to call it because we all need to go home. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to us chatting breeze, brother, isn't it? Yeah, chatting breeze.
What's just happened?
I'm West London, chat breeze.
Right, okay.
Chatting nonsense.
Yes.
Well, not really nonsense. It's kind of structured. The plan is with the podcast
Shut up.
He's a fossil.
You're fat.
You're a bitch.
to make these podcasts really regular. So we're hoping to release, what, every week?
So it'll be a podcast every 2 weeks.
That's what I said.
No, you said every week.
Every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
We'll maybe bring it down to two every week if it's popular.
I would just like to say,
I've got
a full-time job.
You don't
we
have a full...
We film multiple times a week that I don't have much time for anyway, and now you want to do a podcast a week.
Taylor, just think about it. It's you on your fat ass chatting.
How dare you?
This is what
I'm
you do for
fat,
half of
I'm
the day.
I'm plump.
This is,
just do it in a constructive way. Anyway... I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Please leave comments, DM us. If you're watching... No, you're not watching us on YouTube. Shut up, Alex. Just shut up.
Shut up, Alex. You're a fossil.
Thank you. Any more for any more? Any?
No.
We appreciate everyone listening. We really do.
The next
why are you looking at your watch?
The next podcast is going to be at my unit because it's closer to my house.
You don't have a unit. You said it yourself. You
when
unit
my
less.
Unit's finished.
It won't ever be finished.
It will be finished.
I genuinely don't think you're going to be moving in then this year.
This year.
Right.
This year. Yeah. Right. Thank you again for listening. And like I said, message us with suggested topics that you would like us to cover. If there's anything you want to know about our personal lives, then don't message us about that because we're just really boring.
I'm not. Speak for yourself.
What's interesting about you? Name three things.
I'm very spontaneous.
Are you?
Yes. What's very spontaneous.
Name three spontaneous things that you've done today.
Today?
Yeah.
Or in general?
No, today.
Today, Hang on. Spontaneous things that I've done. I'm not good
at spontaneously ate a chicken wrap.
He spontaneously did a shit in my unit.
Yeah.
He
bought a tiny little salad, which he knew would not fill him up.
I spontaneously bought you a van today.
You didn't buy me a van.
I did buy you a van.
You
I found it. I bought it on my account.
Oh,
And well, I've all now I got can to say, pay for
all
it.
All I can say is, Taylor, thank you very much for buying me a van.
You that's paying a nice, for that, it.
No, that's a nice
I'll
thing
send you the invoice in the
right,
post.
Okay. Anyway, you'll get to see the van on the channel very, very soon. So thank you very much for listening. Hope where whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it is a bit more fun, because the reason that you're listening to us is because you're probably quite bored at the moment. So hopefully we've wasted some of your time. Yeah, is that a nice way to round off?
Yeah,
podcast?
That's it. Okay, let's just end it.
Yeah, you're longing it off now.
Yeah. Longing it off?
Yeah, you're longing it off. We're going to have to edit all of this.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.